Though the partially sighted children also showed a heightened interest in music, exceptional musical abilities were observed only in the blind children, abilities that surfaced spontaneously without any formal teaching. Thus, it was not SOD as such, but the degree of blindness, the fact of not having a significant visual world, that played a key role in stimulating the musical propensities and abilities of the blind children. In various other studies, Oakleford found that 40 to 60% of the blind children he taught had absolute pitch, and a recent study by Hamilton, Pasquale Leone, and Schlaug also found that 60% of blind musicians had absolute pitch, as opposed to perhaps 10% among sighted musicians. In normally sighted musicians, early musical training before the age of 6 or 8 is crucial in the development or maintenance of absolute pitch. But in these blind musicians, absolute pitch was common even when musical training had been started relatively late, sometimes as late as adolescence. A third or more of the human cortex is concerned with vision, and if visual input is suddenly lost, very extensive reorganizations and remappings may occur in the cerebral cortex, with the development, sometimes, of intermodal sensations of all sorts. There is much evidence from Pasquale Leone and his colleagues, as well as others, to show that in those born blind or early blinded, the massive visual cortex, far from remaining functionless, is reallocated to other sensory inputs, especially hearing and touch, and becomes specialized for the processing of these. Even when blindness begins later in life, such reallocation can occur. Nadine Gabb et al., in their study of one late blinded musician with absolute pitch, were able to show extensive activation of both visual association areas while he listened to music. Frédéric Gougou, Robert Satori, and others in Montreal have shown that blind people are better than sighted controls at judging the direction of pitch change between sounds, even when the speed of change is 10 times faster than that perceived by controls, but only if they became blind at an early age. A 10-fold difference here is extraordinary. One does not usually encounter a whole order of magnitude difference in a basic perceptual capacity. The exact neural correlates underlying musical skills in the blind have not yet been fully defined, but are being intensively studied in Montreal and elsewhere. In the meantime, we have only the iconic image of the blind musician, the large numbers of blind musicians in the world, descriptions of the frequent musicality of blind children, and personal memoirs. One of the most beautiful of these is the autobiography of Jacques Lusserin, a writer and hero of the French Resistance, who was gifted musically and played the cello as a boy, even before being blinded at the age of 7. In his memoir, And There Was Light, he emphasized the immense importance of music for him after he lost his sight. "The first concert hall I ever entered, when I was 8 years old, meant more to me in the space of a minute than all the fabled kingdoms. Going into the hall was the first step in a love story. The tuning of the instruments was my engagement. I wept with gratitude every time the orchestra began to sing. A world of sounds for a blind man. What sudden grace! For a blind person, music is nourishment. He needs to receive it, to have it administered at intervals, like food. Music was made for blind people."